This is where normal comes to die. Mediocrity meets its final demise, and the status quo is unabashedly dismantled. Welcome to Reinvention Radio. Now, here's your host, Steve Ulscher.
All right. Welcome to another edition here of Reinvention Radio. I am your host, Steve Ulscher, along with the all-male review. We got Rich Ote.
What's up, Rich?
And we got White Wade in the house.
Hey.
And by the way, I will say that of all the people I know who wear sweater vests, I think you wear the sweater vest better than anyone I have ever seen. And you have to have skill to wear a sweater vest. And
I am
that's
one
impressive.
With the sweater vest. And for our listener, he's talking about Wade.
Yes. For clarity's sake, yes, that it's absolutely 100% Wade. All right, so lots of interesting things going on. It is a beautiful Thursday here in San Diego, which, of course, is to be expected, which is why I fucking moved out here in the first place, because I wanted to have a beautiful Thursday damn near every Thursday. And I got to tell you, as I look back at the map back home, Rich, I don't know if you've... Here's the thing about you people, and I'm going to say you people.
You people. I was going to ask you why you're not riding your motorcycle.
I know, right? You people who live here in Southern California. Right? It's just like, I'm part of...
You are now one of us.
I am now one of you. I have switched over to the tribe, and I'm happy to do so. But here's where it gets fun. Is like, you guys are so insulated here. Like, you're so insulated because you have no idea what the rest of the world really has to deal with from a weather perspective.
Well, half of you guys move here, so we kind of do. Well, I'm a native.
That's the funny thing. There's like the number of people like you who actually grew up in Southern California or San Diego specifically here, there's so few and far between, man.
They are.
It's like when you run into somebody who was born here, it's like, really? It's like they almost look like, you know, you look at them kind of funny. Like, damn, I didn't even know you people existed.
You people.
So what I'm talking about with you people is the fact that, you know, it's like 2 years ago, I remember when we had this, what was it called? The polar vortex. If you remember the polar vortex, right? But of course, you guys don't remember the polar vortex other than like this funny little thing that you hear about in the news, right? It's just like, and frankly, you don't even really watch the news anymore because the way the internet works and all that fun stuff. I mean, we're just pulling what we want when we want it. And so I remember very specifically being here about 2 years ago, and it was, you know, a beautiful, it was January, beautiful here. Typical San Diego, about 65, 70, sunny, gorgeous. Back home in Chicago, before I had moved here, it was like, and I'm not shitting you, I shit you not, on my cell phone, I have this as a screen capture, the weather app. So this is not windshield. And if you've ever been to Chicago, there is a little something called the wind. And they call it the Windy City for a reason. And so the actual temperature on my phone, 18 below.
Holy.
And that's not Celsius or whatever. And by the way, Celsius and Fahrenheit gets a little funky. Because when you go like below zero in Celsius, then like it doesn't quite translate the same way. So I don't know what those people were thinking with that whole metric system there. But it's like when you get below zero, like all bets are off. Like in the metric system, it's like doesn't even equate. Now it's like almost the same. Well, you know about metrics.
Well, it was designed to make, as far as I can tell,
because you measure in centimeters.
On a good day.
Talking about weight.
On a good day. But it's
the sweater.
It's like it was designed by mathematicians. So it's really logical, but it doesn't relate to anything in real life.
Pretty much like this show. So welcome to Reinvention Radio. Yeah, exactly. Well, oh, wait, go for it. Standing up out of your chair. Good God.
Just going to throw this in a little, tie everything together. The polar vortex.
I believe they call that closing the loop.
I'm going to have to work on that. I call it extending the loop and taking it off in left field. But anyway, a few years back, Buffalo got like 150 feet of snow or something crazy, right?
They did, yeah.
Well, what that was our rain.
Oh.
The jet stream was screwed up, so it took all the rain that was supposed to fall in the Sierras.
Oh, I get it.
And moved it to Buffalo, and they got 150 feet of snow.
So the East Coast, they're selfish. They're so selfish,
exactly.
On the East Coast there that they took our rain and they turned it into 150 feet of snow. All right, so interesting. All right, so 18 below in Chicago, right? Polar vortex. And to, like, the people here, you guys have no idea, like, what that actually is even like, because you never experience it. I had a friend.
I don't want to either. I get jealous of a postcard, be like, oh, it'd be cool to take Olivia out in the snow.
No, it wouldn't.
I'll just go to Alpine.
Right, exactly. You just go visit it for a day up in Big Bear or whatever it is, and then just say, come back home. But here's where it gets fun. It's like, when you hear about all that weather stuff, it's kind of like this funny little story, like a little show. You know, it's like entertainment for you guys. It's like another channel. So you're just flipping through the channels. You go 18 Below in Chicago. Oh, that's an interesting channel. That's an interesting story. That's an interesting show. No clue. Anyway, long story short, the Colorado just got pummeled. We're like here at Easter, and they just got like 31 something inches of snow in Colorado, and it's heading towards the Midwest. So
31 inches of snow, though, that's not just a solid 31 inches. Like some places, that's a lot more because it blows around and gets in front of other things and covers stuff, right? You know what I mean?
I don't even know how they measure that stuff. But like when they talk about rain, when they talk about there being like an inch of rain.
Yeah. They got that strange little meter thing.
I don't get it because, like, when I have something like in my back, like a bird bath, like in my backyard, if it's raining, I got like 4 inches of water in there. So what do they do? They spread like this thing out over like a field. Where'd Wade go?
There's a certain kind of, not funnel, but I've seen them before,
and that's how they measure.
Yeah,
the rain.
It's like some sort of measurement where I don't know.
Yeah, you and me both. All right,
I don't know the name of it. Hey, Wade, what's the name of the tool they use?
How do they measure rain? Like for real, like how do they do that? Because like in my backyard, if it rains a ton, like I get like, you know, like if I got a bird bath, I get like all this. I mean, like it's filled up like 4 or 5 inches. But then they say there was like a quarter inch of rain. Do you know how they do it? You're a smart dude.
Well, I can't think off the top of my head what it's called. But fundamentally, you take a container that has a defined thing. So he's
saying the same thing.
Yeah,
as me.
Thanks, Wade. All right, moving right along. Thanks. Yeah, got it. Appreciate
I said
it.
A container that was shaped like this thing.
Where's Mary Gallet when you need her? Mary!
Fundamentally, they're just putting a cup out.
But there's a math equation to it, so Mary couldn't tell us for sure. Because there is. It's the opening has to be a certain anyway.
All right, so here's the deal, right? So now we got – go to the next topic. So here's the deal. So we got 100 shows under our belt, which is pretty damn cool, yes. Right? So we just did our 100th show last week, which is kind of hard to believe. And frankly, what's even more like amazing to me is not that we've done 100 shows, but that you and Mary and Wade and Kelly like keep hanging around.
Keep showing up
for all of these shows. But if you didn't check that episode out and you're listening to the podcast here, then please check that one out because we had a rocking good time.
Yeah, that was
and as
fun.
As you look back on that show, I mean, we covered all sorts of interesting topics, right? And we've done a lot over the last 100 shows. What was your favorite little snippet that we pulled during that show? Do you remember which one you really liked?
Gosh, you know what really happened to me was just reminded me how many other great ones there were that didn't even make it in that show.
Oh, that's true, right? There's a lot of good stuff that didn't make it.
But we
got pretty high standards here at Reinvention Radio for what makes the cut. So
not to pick on Mary again, but there's just something about the math one.
Oh, that God, it was so fun.
It's because it was fun the first time, and then the way we interacted with it again the last time, the combination, all that, it was fun.
Yeah,
because she knows we love her.
I have to admit that I forgot how damn funny that Shaniqua story was.
Oh, that was great.
I forgot how damn funny that. What's up, man? Dude, you got to get a mic on this. We got to. Oh, come on, dude, introduce yourself. You've never been on the show? Come on, get that mic up. Turn that board up. Get yourself on. There you go. Slide that up. Come on, say hello.
What's going on?
Introduce yourself, man. You haven't been here before.
This is Florentino from the Changing Stage Radio
What's
Show.
What's up, TT?
Hey, I'm in the pandemonium, right?
You right? Florentino in the house. All right, man. Did you listen to the 100th episode at all? Did you hear any of that?
I did not yet, sir. I've been so busy in the coal room, shoveling coal into the engine with stuff, man.
Yeah, you've been actually trying to make money while the rest of us are just, you know, you're doing the right thing. You're focusing on the right things. Now, speaking of focusing on the right things, you just can't make this shit up. I mean, you just can't make this stuff up. So check it out. And we're going to be talking about gift giving. I think this is a perfect segue into the whole topic of gift giving. And if I'm, you know, Sherry, who's waiting on the line here to talk, I'm thinking, like, God, I am so glad that he's going to talk about this because this plays perfectly into what we're going to be talking about here with gift giving, because this woman really gave her boyfriend a super nice gift. And I just want to share this with you real quick. So,
watch out,
Chino, you're going to appreciate this, man. So a 24-year-old Florida woman who confronted her boyfriend outside of a topless bar and then ran him over with a car in the parking lot of the business is behind bars. Thankfully, she's off the streets. But Erica Christina Hope was charged with aggravated battery with a deadly weapon. Did you know that a car is a deadly weapon? Can you consider that? I guess technically if you use it for, you know, for for ill will, it could be a deadly weapon.
I know a few folks that don't, and they still are a deadly weapon behind it. They shouldn't be there.
So they charge it with aggravated battery with a deadly weapon and battery leaving the scene of an accident with injuries and possession of a controlled substance. Check this out. Authorities were called to pinups. Pinups, gentlemen club. Why do they call it a gentleman's club? Because, I mean, I'm not quite sure. I still have my – I don't get it. Like, there's a lot of things you could call it. I'm not sure that gentlemen and strip clubs really go hand in hand. So I'm not quite sure I really get that.
Well, they still carried on from the days of Playboy, you know, where, you know, you had half dressing the part and everybody that came around there. And because basically they're there for the girls, and they were mostly scantily clad or completely undressed.
I wouldn't know anything about that. Nothing. I know nothing at all. But basically the confrontation took place about 1 a.m. on Saturday. She drove up to Pinups to confront her live-in boyfriend for being at, quote, the establishment. She spotted the man, and an argument took place outside. Hope slapped and punched the man in the face, and the incident was caught mostly on surveillance cameras. Said the pair continued to struggle, and then she ran off, got into a Toyota, and then backed out of a parking space before seeing him, striking him, and injuring him. So the moral of the story, evidently, is Toyota has an image problem, like, for real going on.
With
all the trucks, ISIS, right? All the trucks that ISIS use are Toyota. Evidently, Toyota trucks are now being used to run over men who come out of strip clubs. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to give Toyota a gift by sharing what they should be doing. And that's what we'll cover here on Reinvention Radio right after this. Be right back.
You were born to do one amazing thing, but most people spend a lifetime trying to identify what it is. If you're in a job you don't like or are unemployed, if you're in a state of transition or just can't shake that nagging feeling that you were meant and made to do something extraordinary, then the Reinvention Workshop is exactly what you need. Led by award-winning self-help author Steve Olscher, the Reinvention Workshop will forever change your life. The Reinvention Workshop takes you step by step through Steve's proven formula that has helped so many people get on the right path and clear about what they were born to do. Take the first step to realizing the life you deserve and desire by visiting thereinventionworkshop.com today. No more delays. No more denial. Reconnect with your true self. Learn to live with purpose and conviction and become who you were born to be. The world is waiting for you. What are you waiting for? Log on to thereinventionworkshop.com today. That's thereinventionworkshop.com.
And now, back to Reinvention Radio. Here's your host, Steve Olscher.
All right, welcome back to Reinvention Radio. I am your host, Steve Olscher. We got an interesting cast today. We got Florentino in the house. Nice change of pace here, episode 101.
101.
So Big T in the house.
So it's like starting over again.
Exactly.
Re-virginizing.
Or do you go by Big F?
Big F. All right.
Big T, Big F.
Florentino, Tino. It's all good, man. It's all good.
Are you one of those people who's a native San Diegan?
I am not.
See? That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. Where did you come here from?
Sacramento.
So much better down here. Yeah,
born in L.A. I go back to Sacramento. I'm like, you think, because
so
I got
much.
All the family up
and
there.
I think
man.
That's the capital. That's the interesting.
Yeah,
part.
It's the capital of evidently that no one. It's like Springfield, Illinois. Nobody wants to be like I'm from Chicago, right? Nobody wants to be in Springfield. They're just down there because of the government jobs. It's like Sacramento. The only people that are there are the people who have government jobs. They just want to kind of hang out.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. So and by the way, getting a government job. I think that's a gift. I think that is a true gift. You like how I do that, don't you? You like how Rich is like, I like how you do that, man.
You got a segue.
All right, a nice segue. All right, so let's do this because we've left Sherry on hold here long enough, and we got Sherry on the line. Rich, let's see. Wade, which one is it? That one? Okay, Sherry, you there?
Hi, I'm here.
Whoa, what's up, Sherry? How you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm very happy to be number 101. I think that's a extra special sort of number.
It is. And if you take out the zero, it's an 11, which an 11 breaks down to a 2. And 2 in numerology means awesome. I have no idea. I have no idea. I don't know. My wife's all into that. She's like, you know, you're a 7. A 7 of what? You know, like that means something. But evidently we all have our numbers. I don't know what any of that means. But, you know, you're into gift giving. So I'm sure the numbers have like all of the, I mean, it's got some sort of connotation, I'm sure, tied to specific gifts that we all have. But for those that don't know you, Sherry, let's go ahead and have you do a quick intro And let's get into some fun stuff here around reinventing gift giving.
Absolutely, yes, because that story you told about gifts, although that was, you know, an interesting one, I might be able to offer some alternative kinds of ideas for people.
Good.
So, my company is called Simply Celebrate, and I'm really dedicated to helping people make moments in a gift, and that means both, like, really celebrating, you know, ordinary moments of life, but also giving gifts that really could be gifts of memories or love or time, experiences, really looking at gift giving in a different way and getting a little bit away from this whole materialism that we've gotten into.
Yeah, and I will tell you, I'm going to give Sherry the award for, like, the best intro to who she is and what she does, like, ever in the history of Reinvention Radio. Because I got to tell you, when I say those sort of things, like, tell us a little bit about, you know, who you are and what you do, that I always want to grab the words, like, out of my mouth. I can see them going into the microphone. I'm like, no, I want those words back! Because I know it's going to be, like, a 20-minute dissertation about who somebody is and what... Sherry nailed that in, like, what was that, like, about 42 seconds. That was really, really impressive.
And it sounded fun.
You did. I mean, we're talking about gifts. Gifts are fun. And let me be honest with you. My wife, I don't know about you, Rich. My wife doesn't let me buy gifts for her anymore. Like, she will not, like, literally, she won't let me buy a gift for her because she thinks I give her shitty gifts. So what do you do for Trish?
I make stuff and get a gift card. That's the way it's around it. I get both ends of the stick. I make her something, just like Sherry would probably say, and then I give her a gift card so she can go get what she wants.
You're the kind of guy that makes the rest of us look really, so like on Mother's Day, you'll probably sit down with Olivia and you'll make like this sculpture.
No.
You know, you'll take like a piece of marble.
It can be simple. Sherry, let's help him out
here. All right, so Sherry, let's start there. All right, let's start there. So she won't let me buy her anything. And we've been married now almost 20 years. Won't let me buy her anything because I just buy her crap that she ends up returning. And you would think I would know better by now. But, like, I know she likes whatever that amber, that stone, right? Amber, whatever that thing is. Anyway.
Or the mosquito in the...
Or that.
Where the dinosaur... was, you know, I'm trying to remember the movie.
That movie, yeah. The dinosaurs walk around. Yeah, that one. So she likes amber. I bought her, like, this really pretty amber necklace. She's like, I already have amber. Why are you buying me more amber? It's like, I can do no right. All right, so... What do you suggest for, like, helpless men like me? Rich has got this down pat, obviously. I don't. What are we supposed to be doing that we're not doing?
Okay, here. Let me tell you my all-time favorite gift that's so simple and always, always, always people love it. It's a love list.
A love list.
So if you think a love list, so you could sit down and brainstorm, maybe just, you know, 20 minutes, a half an hour. Everything you love about your wife. And they can be really funny. I mean, they don't have to be this serious kind of thing. You know, be who you are. You're very funny. So they could be fun memories. I love when we went to so-and-so and, you know, we spilled our drinks all over each other. Well, you know, whatever. They can be really fun. But just a brainstorm list. And honestly, you could scrawl it out in a pencil and she would love it. Mm-hmm. But there's also all kinds of ways to present it. On my website, I share ideas like people can put little love lists in fortune cookies or make, you know, joy jars with them that people could pull one every day. I have tons of different ways people could present it, but it's the easiest and just the most amazing gift to give.
Actually, it's a really, really good idea. So the whole idea of a joy jar, I like that. I like it. Now that, but I would probably use it in a different way. I got to be honest with you, because let's be honest, when you're married for, you know, 20 something years, right? Like I have been, you need to kind of spice things up a wee little bit. We got two kids. When I think about a joy jar, I don't know about you, Rich. I don't know about you, Tino. But when I'm thinking about a joy jar, I'm not thinking about giving her a jar of, like, things that are awesome about her. I'm thinking, like, a list of things that I want done to me. So it's like, you know, tickles and, you know, those sort of things. What would be in your joy jar?
I so wish I could write a letter of how you're going to answer and send it right before, just so you could see, like, I know what he's going to say.
I know what he's going to say. So
I love where she's going with this. This is the stuff that you make. This is,
you're a sweet guy, though. That's the difference between us. You're like, you're just a sweet guy, and you go the extra mile for the ladies in your life.
Well, it came from three simple lessons. One, figure out each one individually. Two, As soon as you think you got them figured out, you're effed. So keep figuring them out. It's all part of it. It's part of the fun. I don't really mean effed in a bad way. You know what I mean? And then three, start out small because you always have to outdo what you last did. And that's how you make things creative and heartfelt is the way you can never run out. If it's always money, you got to keep doing more stuff.
So when Bieber rented out the Staples Center,
when
he rented out the Staples Center, he was like, Selena, let's have dinner at half court. It'll just be us, you know, just kind of hanging out. What are you going to do next? That's a really good point. What do you think about that, Sherry, in terms of starting out sort of, you know, small and then, because you put too much pressure on yourself, right?
I mean real, just being real.
Being real. And I love also, you know, what you just said about, you know, the way you said it, figuring them out. But what I would say is, like, really think about who they are.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, what does your wife love? You know, what are her hobbies or her passions that
she loves when I'm not home? how do we package that?
You give her a weekend.
There you go, right?
You know what?
I'm sending myself away on a vacation.
you could actually take yourself away and give her a weekend at home and give her a certificate that she can get some takeout from the favorite restaurant. Seriously, if she loves time alone, let her have that.
Yeah, take the kids, maybe, right? Take the kids and go somewhere and give her...
And give her a whole weekend. And, you know, the other thing I'd love to suggest is something that, you know, you can have variations on, but I call it the Chinese menu of delight.
Mm.
So you just think about, you know, giving
her a day. You left
that
one wide open for him.
Let her get through because I interrupted her.
Sorry about that, Jerry. Keep going and then let him do what he's going to do.
I should have guessed. But you know what? You can include those kinds of things. It could be as fun and sexy as you want. But morning, noon, and night. You know, here's five different, you know, places we could go, you know, for breakfast. Or here's five things we can do in the morning together. Include anything you want on there, the whole range of fun and sexy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, afternoon, here's some ideas. You know, there's this free music in the park. I'm going to, you know, picnic. But let her choose. So each category maybe has 3 to 5 things in it.
Yeah.
And again, really considering, like, who she is and what she likes to do. And maybe you do get a babysitter for the kids, or maybe she loves for the kids to be along and these sorts of things.
Yeah.
But people love adventures. I think people are craving quality time with the people we love. We're so digital. Stay off the screens that whole day and just really be there with her.
Yeah, those are really, really good ideas. And let's just go back to the Chinese menu delight.
I was counting. I had 3 more seconds left.
Yeah, and so here's what I'm knowing. And by the way, one of the funnest things that I have ever done, and look, I love my Asian listeners, don't get me wrong, but when you go there, just ask for extra broccoli on, like, everything. Because if you want to what did I ask you for? Broccoli. No, what did I ask you for? Broccoli. No, I want broccoli in my... Broccoli, broccoli, broccoli. No, it's brock. So anyway, that's a little bit of fun. But here's the favorite thing that I know my wife loves on her Chinese menu of delight. And I don't know, when you go and have Chinese food, what kind of soup do you like? You got egg drop.
Trish likes egg drop. I like war wonton.
What about you, Tina? What are you doing
depends.
There?
Depends. Well, sometimes hot and sour, but war wonton is. I'm probably with Rich on that one for the most part.
Yeah, and like that one chicken dish with the shrimp where they put it in the cream sauce and the, you know, and they deep fry it, and oh man, the pecan,
the walnut shrimp, honey walnut shrimp.
That's the honey walnut shrimp. Oh my god, that is so good. But I gotta tell you,
depends on where you get it from.
But the favorite, my wife's favorite thing of all is the Kama Samyang Gai. And she absolutely loves that, her favorite dish of all, no matter what we do,
she'll take one of those on Mondays,
on Tuesdays, on Wednesdays, doesn't matter what day of it is.
No wonder she doesn't want you home.
That's exactly right, because my wife and I was always wondering why she always goes out to Chinese restaurants all the time, but it's to get the Kama Samyang Gai, so I get it now. And we'll be back talking about gift giving here on Reinvention Radio right after this.
You were were born to do one amazing thing, but most people spend a lifetime trying to identify what it is. If you're at a job you don't like or are unemployed, if you're in a state of transition or just can't shake that nagging feeling that you were meant and made to do something extraordinary, the Reinvention Workshop is exactly what you need. Led by award-winning self-help author Steve Ulcher, the Reinvention Workshop will forever change your life. The Reinvention Workshop takes you step by step through Steve's proven formula that has helped so many get on the right path and be clear about what they were born to do. Take the first step for realizing the life you deserve and desire by visiting TheReinventionWorkshop.com today. No more delays, no more denial. Reconnect with your true self. Learn to live with purpose and conviction and become who you were born to be. The world is waiting for you. What are you waiting for? Log on to TheReinventionWorkshop.com. That's TheReinventionWorkshop.com.
Too much to do? Not enough time to get it done? Call on the experts at Another 8 Hours for your business support needs. By partnering with Another 8 Hours, we allow you to focus on the more important matters, like being in front of your clients, doing what you do best, rather than being stuck at a desk poring over paperwork, rummaging through emails, returning phone calls, and struggling to get everything done by yourself. Meanwhile, your family and social life are going down the drain. Go to another8hours.com or call 8 more hours. That's 866-734-6877.
And now, back to Reinvention Radio. Here's your host, Steve Ulcher.
All right. Welcome back to another edition here of Reinvention Radio. And, wow, I think this is the day that Sherry really could have benefited from having Mary Goulet here, because Mary Goulet is always our voice of reason. And then this is actually a show where, let's see, right now we've got Sherry, and then the next show, we've got a couple of ladies as well. So this would have been a good show for Mary to be, or a good day for Mary to be, to really balance us out and just keep things, you know, on the level and on the up and up here. But Sherry, you knew what you were getting yourself into when you signed on for Reinvention Radio, right? Yes.
I sure did.
You sure did. Okay,
hey,
good.
Steve, I thought of another great gift for you to give your wife.
Ooh, I'm ready.
You ready?
Yep.
Because this is perfect for you.
Please.
Maybe you've already done this, but interview your children about their favorite stories about her, what they love about her. You know, this would be perfect for you. And moms, eat that stuff up.
Wow, that actually, I got to tell you, that's really, really good. See, I don't know, is this like something, and Rich and I, and Mary sometimes, and Wade sometimes, and Kelly sometimes, we talk about this whole nature versus nurture thing, right? And like, this just is not innate for me. Like, there are people who, like obviously you just, like, Sherry, for you, you just kind of get it, right? Like, I mean, this is just something where you think in this way and it works because, you know, when you can implement these ideas, it could really strengthen your relationships. And I can see how incredibly cool these are and why people would love them. I just don't like, these don't even, like, I don't even think about these things. And so I didn't even, like, that's a great idea. Rich, can you picture doing that with Olivia?
Yeah, we make music all the time, too.
Oh, Jesus. All right, wait. I need help over here.
I want to hear more about Sherry.
I know. All right, but that's a great idea. All right, so interview your children about what they love about mom, right, and some of those experiences, some of the things that they've, you know, that's a really, really good. And how would you present that? Like, nowadays, you could probably do it in video. That would be kind of cool, right?
Exactly. You could do video or audio. You know, there's a place called StoryCorps that's in a lot of cities across the country. You can actually take the kids into a recording studio and do something like this, and
well,
they present
fun.
It on a CD. Yeah, so, I mean, it can be, I mean, again, what I always tell people, the form isn't as important. It's what really gets translated to people is that thoughtfulness and the love.
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
Steve, you don't have to be the kind of person to think up these things, because that's my job.
Yeah, and one more time, just because I want to make 100% sure that I get, not obviously we want our, you know, you guys listening to do whatever you're going to do, but I need the site. What is the site one more time? Because I need it. What was it?
It's simplycelebrate.net.
Simplycelebrate.net. You know, and it's interesting because I used to run a company that was in the gift delivery business. You would think I would know more about this. We actually had a company that was like FTD was for flowers, except it was liquor by wire. So we would deliver wine and champagne and spirits and gift baskets. And so I was actually in that world for a long time. Our tagline, which I think you'll probably appreciate, Sherry, was celebrate life's spirited moments. Pretty good, huh?
Oh, love that.
Yeah, see?
And as you probably know, you know, those moments occur when we create them, right? Mm-hmm. Like, so if someone showed up at my door on an Any Day Tuesday with some beautiful gift of spirit from your old company, mm-hmm, that mm-hmm. instantly changes that day into this celebration.
Yeah.
Which is the other thing, you know, that people can really put into practice. Like, it doesn't have to be someone's birthday or an anniversary or graduation. You know, make a big to-do out of a nothing day for somebody, and they will just love you forever.
Yeah. And, you know, it's interesting to me because I believe that Hallmark was just absolutely brilliant in what they did in terms of creating these, you know, Valentine's Days and Mother's Days and Father's Days and whatnot, because, you know, really they created a whole industry around those, and they didn't exist really before they started doing all that fun stuff. But one of the smartest things that they did, at least if I'm a woman and I'm thinking about it from a female perspective, one of the smartest things that they did is they put Mother's Day before Father's Day, right? I mean, just absolutely, because then it's like, you know, now, so I'm the missus, I'm mom, and I'm thinking, he didn't do jack for me for Mother's Day. You know what he's getting for Father's Day? Nothing, right?
So that's why it's 1 month later, too, because it's like, any month farther than that, it would be mom's turn again.
See, and the reason why I kind of like the distance between Mother's Day and Father's Day is because if you really just, like, royally screw up Mother's Day, she has at least enough time to get over it so that by the time Father's Day comes along, she's not still wanting to kill you. So I think that was pretty strategic. But here's where we're at, right? So it's March going into April. Mother's Day actually is not terribly far down the line. So we've got, let's just call it 6 weeks until Mother's Day, whatever it might be. What are some of the things that we can be thinking about now? And again, I'm doing it from the male perspective. Obviously, you can talk about it, too, from the female perspective and how they might do something nice for Father's Day. But 6 weeks out from Mother's Day, what are some of the things I can start planning for so I'm not just scrambling, like, literally Sunday morning, yelling at the kids to draw up a card that, you know, looks like they literally took 3 minutes doing it because that's what they did?
Things. One thing that drops into my mind that actually doesn't take really any preparation, so you could keep this in your back pocket in case you forget until the day before. I love when people give gifts that are like, you know, something of the month. Like, you could give your wife a, you know, date night of the month, you know, coupon, and every month you plan someplace to take her. So the pressure's not on you to do it all like right before Mother's Day. You know, but you say, you know, I'm going to get a babysitter once a month and we're going to have a special night out. Like, mm-hmm. that's something really simple mm-hmm. that, again, you know, they want time with you. They want this special time. They want to know you're thinking of them. And that way it's like lasts the whole year through.
Yeah. Yeah.
The other thing, again, is, you know, I personally create something called celebrations books where I collect stories from a whole group of someone's friends and family. So one thing women absolutely love, and again, it has something to do like sort of the interviewing, but it's collecting a little snippet or a paragraph from her mom, from her best friend, from her aunt, from the kids, from her coworker at work that she loves the best. And, you know, why is she a great mom? Mm-hmm. It can be so simple. Like, you could just send out those emails, you know, in half an hour right now, collect them over the next couple weeks. And the presentation can be anything you want. You can include a couple photographs.
Mm-hmm.
Those kinds of things where it's like thoughts from someone's whole community. That is like one of the most amazing gifts. And that's one of the things that I will do for people. So, for instance, if you're like, hey, I don't have time to do this, Sherry, you know, can you just please take this and do this for my wife? Sure. You know, that's what I do.
Yeah. And so, Richie, I had something. You backed away from the mic. Where did you
go? No, I was just going to say it's cheating if you have Kelly go do it. But then.
Oh, I can't. I can't.
But
outsource
Sherry can
that?
Do it.
I know, right? Yeah, that's a really good idea. Sherry, can I just hire you to be me? Like, that, I think that's a brilliant idea. Do you, is that possible? Like, could I literally just hire
Absolutely.
You to. Really? Oh, man.
You just sign it at the end.
I know, right? Just
that's
I,
right.
Here.
Just, I'll learn how to forge your signature.
Even better.
There we go.
Hey, you know, in our world of internet marketing and all sorts of other business type stuff, we call that a done for you product, right? That's like a perfect dump.
Exactly.
And here's what I can do. I can turn down the lights, and then, Rich, you can come in and, like, take care of the whole thing. And then that's a whole done-for-you product, like, right there. I might even pay for that. Wade, how about you?
I'll just say, watch Kentucky Fried Movie. You need to order Big Jim Slade. Kentucky Fried Movie. It'll make sense.
All right. I will have to check that out. All right. So, Sherry, lots of really good ideas here. Now, when you're thinking about days like birthdays, because, you know, everybody tries to do something special, you know, like on a birthday, it's that one day and you want to do something nice for that person. But thinking up stuff to do year after year, I mean, it's not easy. And so I know that somebody not terribly far away from here has a birthday coming up. What are some of the things that I can think about in terms of how to make that day special for that person?
Yeah. Okay, first of all, I want to say in all honesty, people can always email me. I love when people email me and say, my friend's having a birthday. Here's what she loves. Do you have any thoughts? So I just want to say that. I'm happy to help people in
What's
that way.
What's the email address? Give it out
Absolutely.
Right now.
Yes, Sherry, Sherry, at simplycelebrate.net. And I love that. This is what it brings me so much joy. And so, like, for instance, you know, I don't know this person who has a birthday, but say this person loves photography, for instance. You know, I would say, like, again, you know, an experience with this person. You set up a day, like, we're going to take our cameras or our iPhones, and you find a great place to go hiking. Mm-hmm. You take photos together. Maybe you put a little album together afterwards. It's actually, like, you know, printed out album of photos.
Yeah.
You know, or they love music. They love music, and you're like, hey, we're going to have a great musical adventure. You know, and you take them out to hear some music. You buy a CD. You know, like, really, again, so much of it is, who is this person? What do they love? Do they have, like, maybe they have a passion that they're a little bit shy about, you know, and you're like, I'd love to spend some time with you looking at all your artwork or all of your, you know, stories that you've written. Could you spend the day with me, you know, sharing your stories? You really want to encourage them to, like, you know, blossom in who they are and what they love. You know, maybe they love France, and so you go to a French cafe, and, you know, you buy them some French perfume, or, you know, just, it's got to be, like, fun and so unique to them,
yeah,
so that they really feel seen.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, this person knows me. You know, they really get me.
Yeah, that's actually a really, really, really good idea, and that's probably part of the problem is I'm so self-absorbed that I don't even take enough time to really, like, understand what the other person really like. Maybe that's my problem, Rich. Is that what's going on here?
You mean other people have feelings, Steve?
Yeah, you know, I've heard that that's possible, that there are other people, in fact, that roam this place called Earth, but I'm still getting my arms around the fact that I am not the only person here. So I'm working on that. I mean, let's be honest. I'm putting it out there right now. I am working on recognizing that there are other people in this world that I can make happy by giving them gifts. And so here we are with Sherry on Reinvention Radio having some fun. All right, we'll be right back after this.
You were born to do one amazing thing, but most people spend a lifetime trying to identify what it is. If you're in a job you don't like or are unemployed, if you're in a state of transition or just can't shake that nagging feeling that you were meant and made to do something extraordinary, then the Reinvention Workshop is exactly what you need. Led by award-winning self-help author Steve Olscher, the Reinvention Workshop will forever change your life. The Reinvention Workshop takes you step-by-step through Steve's proven formula that has helped so many people get on the right path and clear about what they were born to do. Take the first step to realizing the life you deserve and desire by visiting thereinventionworkshop.com today. No more delays. No more denial. Reconnect with your true self. Learn to live with purpose and conviction and become who you were born to be. The world is waiting for you. What are you waiting for? Log on to thereinventionworkshop.com today. That's thereinventionworkshop.com.
And now, back to Reinvention Radio. Here's your host, Steve Olscher.
All right, welcome back to another edition here of Reinvention Radio. I'm your host, Steve Olscher, along with Richard Tatum, White Wade, and Kelly Polker holding it down in the producer area there. And Mary Goulet is on a romantic getaway. So evidently, her man Dave understands what needs to happen in order to give your woman a gift. So I'm going to have a sit down with Dave and try to talk with him. And then I'm going to have a sit down with Big Jim Slade. because clearly Big Jim knows what's going on. I can't believe I've never seen that movie.
Kentucky Fried Movie. It's a classic from the like 70s or 80s.
Yeah, well, I can't believe I've gone this long without ever seeing that movie. All right, so speaking
I'm just going to say, I'm surprised you're this warped without ever having seen that movie.
You know, I got warped in way, and this is sort of the whole nature versus nurture thing that we talk about here often on Reinvention Radio. I'm just naturally warped. I think that's just kind of how it all works right there. All right, so let's bring Sherry back, who's a lot less warped than me. I mean, without a shadow of a doubt. So, all right, Sherry, before the break, we were talking about all sorts of fun things that you can do from a gift-giving perspective, and you were even generous enough to give out your email address, which is so totally and completely appreciated. So hopefully, folks will take you up on that, because Lord knows that I could have used you on about a million different occasions over the years. All right, so Sherry, let's do this. Let's get into a little bit of a conversation around what to do for your kids. Okay, so we talked a lot about the relationship with the significant other and a lot of really good ideas there. What do you think we should be doing as far as our kids are concerned?
I love applying some of these same ideas, but geared toward kids. Like, I'll give you an example. One of my favorite things that I started with my own son years ago now is, the holidays were when I grew up within it, and now there's a lot of materialism. And so one of the things we started was we created something called the Holiday Hoopla. So during the winter time when people are giving a million gifts, our family creates a day that is, every year has a different theme. And it's all about creating experiences for the whole family. And my son has played a huge role in helping us plan that every year. And so, for instance, one year we did like a spoof on the Survivor reality show. And so all of the games and everything had to do with Survivor. One year we did a murder mystery and my son helped us write it.
Like that.
We did a carnival show. And so the idea of this is like, not only is it a gift for my son, but it's a gift for the entire family. So instead of going out and buying a bunch of gifts, we do this. We take photos and create, like, all these memories.
That's a really good idea.
Like, another thing. So say, a lot of kids love space, for instance. And say your child's one of those who loves space, and maybe there's a planetarium near you. Maybe there's not. So you buy a book on the constellations, and you give them a day that's dedicated to like space, and you can get, all over the place now. Like, I know Amazon sells that astronaut ice cream.
Cool.
So you look at like, we're going to go out and lie under the stars tonight, or we're going to go to the planetarium. Mm-hmm. Here's this book I bought you on stars, or maybe,
and that's what nice,
maybe they love to read.
That's what nice parents do.
Oh,
no, it's awesome. I mean, but like, that's what makes this world go round, because I know that there are parents like that who are nice and who are sweet and who are loving and who do that sort of thing. When I wanted to go to like a planetarium and see some stars, you know what my dad used to do?
What?
He just whacked me in the back of the head and be like, there, son, now you're seeing stars. How you like that? So yeah, that was my planetarium adventure, which probably explains a lot of how I am to this day. But I saw stars quite often, and I can tell you exactly where Orion is and the Big Dipper and so on. So there you go. But some good ideas there. All right, very cool. And so when you have a, like, let's just be real here. When you have a scenario where you have given somebody a gift and they don't like that gift for whatever reason, what's the best way to react to that? Because you want to make sure that you're not hurting anybody's feelings. But at the same token, I mean, I'm kind of like, what the fuck is this? I mean, like, really, this is what you got me. I don't get it. So I don't have that filter. So take me through, like, what I should do when somebody gives me something that is completely and utterly useless, not only for me, but, I mean, pretty much for damn near everybody, but for whatever reason they decided Steve Ulscher should have this. So what should I be doing?
I know this sounds kind of cliche, but I think it's really true that, the thought is what counts. And
I don't know about that. See, people like talk about that for years. Rich, do you agree with that? Do you believe it's the thought that counts? What do you think?
No wonder you don't believe it. You don't have the thought.
Well, do you believe that? Do you believe that it is truly the thought that counts? Like, if I gave you like a horse, like a bag of crap, and I was like, here, Wade, I made this for you, and I handed it to you.
Yeah, but the thought behind it,
I think that really means is the intent, right? Isn't that what you're really saying, Sherry? Like, if the intent...
Well, yeah, that if you hand him a bag of crap, you obviously didn't put any thought into it, and that was going to be what I said. You know, I think
I don't know. I was thinking about
what... Could that be the intent?
Right, or like, I was thinking about, like, what I'm going to eat in order to create this bag that will give you the result that I intend for it to give you. I think that requires a lot of thought, Rich.
And the intent might be for me to be repulsed.
I'm trying all I can here.
Rich is trying to be Mary at this point, but you can see that we need some better. All right, so do you really believe that, though? Is it truly the thought that counts? Sherry, what do you think?
Well, what I was going to say, though, is I think we know when people, like, there are times where people, you know, say your mother spends a month knitting you a sweater that you hate. Well, you know your mother was thinking about you every moment of knitting that sweater. Mm-hmm. And you can love that idea. You can love your mother's love for you. Now, in other times, I think, and this is why I love doing what I do, there's other times we know that someone just ran to the mall an hour before they were coming to see us, swooped up something that has no meaning, you know. Mm-hmm. And, you know, in those cases, I think we feel it and we know it. And that love just isn't felt. And I think, you know, it's fine to be like, oh, thanks. like, of course we want to thank them, but I don't think it's necessary to respond in a way that wasn't given to us. I think this is why I love the kinds of gifts that I suggest, because they are full of thought.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I think even if they miss the mark for some reason, which they very seldom do, even if they miss the mark, people know what went into them.
Yeah, well, see, the fact that it's the thought that count, people presume it's a good thought. It could be a bad thought, but you need to appreciate whatever the thought was, it is the thought that counts. And let me just mention real quick, this segment is brought to you by Lay's potato chips.
Sour cream and onion preferred.
Stop eating them over here.
Frito-Lay's, please. All right, and so that would be an awesome gift if Frito-Lay decided they wanted to be our sponsor and send us lots of bags of sour cream and onion potato chips. That would be an awesome gift.
Because that's a positive thought.
It is a positive thought.
Right?
See?
But see, somebody else could send us a bag of crap with the intention of it being a negative thought, but it's still the thought that counts.
But we would not have known because we... All right, I got it. All right, so Sherry, we got to wrap here. So give people your website one more time, and how do people get a hold of you?
Great. My website is simplycelebrate.net. And also, like I said, people can feel free to email me at sherry@simplycelebrate.net.
Awesome. All right. Well, Sherry, thanks so much for being on the program today here on Reinvention Radio. And, you know, I got to tell you, when I was thinking about this show and I was like, reinventing gift giving, I don't know. I don't know how that's... See, we can make any topic here fun and educational and exciting and relevant, because that's just how we are here. I'm sorry, wait, was that inaccurate?
That's what we make these topics?
I don't know, was that inaccurate?
I'm just amazed, so proceed.
Rich, is that fairly...
You're
eating more chips, have more Lay's. All right, for those of you guys who have been subscribing and rating and reviewing to the podcast, we really, really, really do appreciate that. So please continue to do all of that. And when you do so, send an email to our producer extraordinaire, Kelly, and that is at kelly@steveolsher.com. O-L-S-H-E-R. KellySteveOlsher.com. And we got a little special something for you. As a matter of fact, one could even say, Rich, we have a gift for them.
Ooh.
We have a gift for them. See, and you know what? Wait. I put a lot of positive thought into that gift. So at the end of the day, this episode, I think more than any episode we've ever done, really will impact how I look at gifts and other things moving forward. Because look, at the end of the day, all that matters is what you think. And that's what we leave here over here on Reinvention Radio. All right, guys, we'll talk to you guys next time.
You just got dismantled. Thanks for listening to Reinvention Radio. For more information about the show and your host, Steve Olsher, visit reinventionradio.com.